shortly after I was appointed, I went in and spoke with my secretary, and I asked her how long she had been there, and she said 13 years, and I asked her how many chancellors she served, and she said 11. I've talked a great deal to the presidents and to my staff at post-secondary about the instability and the impact that has on any organization. And I think what you see is people kind of gather themselves in silos in an effort to protect what's going on. And what I'm hoping to do is I'm hoping that we can break down some of those walls and begin to behave more like a system, like a true system.
You are credited with cleaning up Shelton State, so to speak. What is there left to do system-wide?
I'm not sure that there's a lot left to clean up the system. What I'm more concerned about is closing some of the loops that are still there, the manner in which you hold the institutions and the department accountable to the taxpayer dollars. I think there's some areas that have to be tightened up, and don't misunderstand me to suggest that I think there's corruption going on now. I don't think there is, but I think there's still opportunities for that. And so we're in the process right now of putting into place controls, for lack of a better word, that will help assure the kind of thing that occurred in the past is much less likely to happen in the future.
How are you approaching this job?
Almost immediately, I began the strategic planning process, and I have promised the state board a strategic focus, kind of a framework, in January. The entire strategic planning process is much more involved than that.
So the strategic plan, is this because there wasn't a lot of direction with the two-year college system, or is this you want to take the system in a new direction?
A little bit of both. The strategic planning process had begun under previous chancellors, but the world is changing, and what we're trying to do with the strategic plan is meet business and industry and state government and education where it exists in the year 2012 and moving forward.
So you haven't completed this plan. Where are you looking?
There really are three areas that I think the two-year system does especially well. One is the two-year degree, the academic side. The second is adult education, which is a huge, huge area. When you consider there are 800,000 plus working age adults in the state of Alabama without high school credentials, that's our future workforce right there. And we've got to get them over the high school diploma stage, the GED stage, before we can move them on. And then the third piece is workforce development. We have to be sensitive if we're going to address the needs of business and industry. And let me just give you an example of how we addressed it at Shelton State, if you don't mind. One of our closest large employers was Mercedes. And so I sat down with Marcus Schaefer and his staff, and I basically said, how can we serve you best? And he said, you know, I think we'd like to develop something we call the mechatronics program, and something we did in Europe. So together, we developed this mechatronics program, and it really is an earn and learn approach to training. Students are admitted to the program. They immediately go to work for Mercedes. At the same time, they are in school learning. And depending how they do academically, they are scholarshiped by Mercedes at increasing amounts. And depending on how they graduate, they're guaranteed a job at Mercedes. That's the way the two-year system is working with business and industry, but we have to continue to push ahead along those lines.
That kind of gets to something that I was curious about, because I'd read that some of your plans are built around the state's economic development plan, the Accelerate Alabama plan. Given that workforce development is part of the two-year college system's mission, what's changing? If you've always been working with business, how is what you're doing now different than what the system's always been doing?
First is, I believe we're being more responsive. I guess another way of doing it, making sure that we address very specifically what business and industry needs are now. But the governor's economic development plan, Accelerate Alabama, is certainly front and center in everything that we're doing. And there are a number of components that the two-year system is absolutely responsible for addressing.
The state school board has requested a budget of $408 million for next year that will restore funding to pre-recession levels, but it's also a 29% increase.
You are exactly right. When you think 29% increase, you're thinking you've got to be kidding. In this economic environment, what we did, this was almost and forgive me to the budget folks out there, but almost a zero-based budgeting approach that we took. We took the Accelerate Alabama document and we sat down and developed a budget necessary to address what we found in Accelerate Alabama.
We hear about rising tuition. A lot of the focus has been on four-year schools, but two-year colleges haven't been exempt from that. I think in 2011, the latest numbers I found was a 16% rise in tuition. How concerning is that increase in tuition?
It is. We are very, very mindful about tuition costs because we are open access. And the percentage that you threw out just a moment ago is a bit misleading because our tuition is relatively low to begin with. So someone who is interested in taking a full load with fees, you're probably talking about $1,600 a semester. Now compare that to what's happening in some of the other institutions. But your point is well taken, and I'm very concerned, particularly in light of what's happened to Pell.
That's the federal Pell grants.
The federal Pell grants, exactly. What has changed are the parameters by which you qualify. And guess who that addresses most? It addresses our students. So I'm concerned about the tuition, but I'm really concerned about the Pell. And so we're looking and working on things this very minute in an effort to offset that so we don't block access to even more individuals who are going to be the future of the workforce here in the state of Alabama.